My dear audience, today I think I have brought something very valuable for you.
Draga moja publiko, mislim da sam danas donio nešto što će vam biti vrlo vrijedno.
In this material world, very often people think the quality of their lives is dependent on what they have, in the sense of what they own and what they do.
U ovome svijetu mnogi ljudi misle da kvaliteta njihovog života ovisi o tome što posjeduju, dakle što imaju, i da ovisi o onome što čine.
In this lecture, which I hope will be interesting for you, I hope to show that this is an illusionary concept.
Na ovom predavanju, za koje se nadam da će vam biti zanimljivo, želio bih pokazati i nadam se da ću uspjeti u tome da je ovaj koncept iluzoran.
It's not so important what you have.
Nije tako bitno što imate.
Hari bol kavaljapati, you have a baby too. It's not so important what you do.
Niti je tako bitno što radite.
It's important what you are.
Bitno je ono što jeste.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna consciousness is an art of transforming the consciousness or the thinking.
Svjesnost Krishne jest umjetnost preobrazbe naše svjesnosti, odnosno mišljenja.
Ultimately it's an art of transforming the heart.
I na posljedku to je umjetnost preobrazbe srca.
When we hear of the our examples in Krishna consciousness, we hear of personalities who are totally absorbed in the most exalted spiritual thoughts.
Kada slušamo nekim primjerima svjesnosti Krishne, obično čujemo o ljudima koji su u potpunosti uneseni u misli o Krishni.
Recently I was reading about Haridas Thakur, who would walk at the bank of the Ganga, totally oblivious to his surrounding, chanting the holy names.
Nedavno sam čitao o Šila Haridasi Thakuri, koji bi hodao uz obalu Gange potpuno nesvjestan svega što se oko njega nalazilo i zadubljen u misli.
Fully overwhelmed by the ambrosia or sweet taste of love, he was sometimes stumbling and sometimes changing his bodily color.
On je bio toliko unesen u kušanje nektara, odnosno ambrozije, te ljubavi, da bi se ponekad spotaknuo ili bi mu tijelo promijenilo boju.
Because he was so absorbed, his state of consciousness became transferred to all those whom he met.
I zbog toga što je bio tako duboko unesen u taj doživljaj, prenosio je svoju svjesnost na sve one koje bi susretao.
Even when he was brutally tortured, he was his torturers became devotees, because he had such a strong absorption in Krishna that whatever was that Krishna who was in his heart went into the heart of everyone else.
Čak i dok su ga mučili, osobe koje su ga mučile postale su bhakte, zato što je on bio toliko duboko unesen ili apsorbiran u Krishnu, da bi Krishna iz njegovog srca prelazio u srca svih drugih osoba.
Absorption is the secret of spiritual life.
Ta apsorbiranost je sama srž duhovnog života.
Once the Buddha came through an area where a dangerous murderer lived.
Jednom je Buda prolazio nekom pokrajinom u kojoj je živio opasan ubojica.
And he's very powerful. He started to develop the desire to change the consciousness and life of that murderer.
I budući da je on bio vrlo moćan, poželio na neki način izmijeniti svjesnost, odnosno misli tog ubojice.
When he went through the forest, the murderer came, his sword was drawn, and he was running after the Buddha.
On je zašao u jednu šumu, a ubojica ga je slijedio izvučenog mača kako bi ubio Budu.
But no matter how much he tried, he could not come closer.
Međutim, ma koliko se trudio, nije mogao doći ništa bliže.
Finally he said, stop!
Na kraju je uzviknuo, stani!
The Buddha answered, I have stopped, but you have not stopped, therefore you cannot catch me.
Buda mu je odgovorio, ja sam stao, ali ti nisi, zbog toga me ne možeš uhvatiti.
I have stopped my desires, which bring me in the ocean of samsara.
Ja sam stao sa svojim željama, koje me zapliču u ocean samsare.
But you have not stopped your desires, therefore you can't catch me.
Ali ti nisi stao sa svojim željama i zbog toga me ne možeš uhvatiti.
This is an example of someone who's totally absorbed.
To je primjer osobe koja je potpuno apsorbirana.
Most of us normal people are also absorbed, but in something which is not good for us.
Većina nas je također apsorbirana u nešto, ali to nešto obično nije jako dobro za nas.
Absorbed in whatever the cinema of the material world plays into our eyes and ears.
Mi smo apsorbirani u sve što nam ovo kino materijalnog postojanja daje, odnosno pruža našim očima i ušima.
And because of these material impressions, we will not stop. We will continue our circle of birth and death.
I zbog tih materijalnih utisaka mi nećemo stati, nego ćemo nastaviti i dalje, odnosno ostat ćemo u krugu rođenja i smrti.
One of my godbrother once told me in private that he had a swimming accident in the Ganga and started to drown and lose his consciousness.
Jedan od moje braće po Bogu na samom mi je rekao kako je doživio nesreću prilikom plivanja u Gangi, te se prilikom toga počeo utapati.
For some time he was lost in the Ganga.
Neko se vrijeme izgubio u Gangi.
Devotees started to dive to find his corpse.
I bhakti su već zaranjali kako bi pronašli njegov leš.
And finally they found him apparently, you know, at the bottom of the Ganga, rescued him and did this breathing with him.
I navodno su ga na kraju pronašli na samom dnu Gange, izvukli su ga od tamo i dali mu umjetno disanje.
When he finally woke up, they asked him about his experience and he said he described how he was drowning.
Kad su ga napokon uspjeli probuditi, upitali su ga za njegova iskustva i kako je to bilo kad se utapao.
Then the devotees wanted to know, and what were you thinking when you were losing the consciousness, because it's so important to think of spiritual things at the time of death.
I onda su ga bhakti upitali u vezi toga kako je bila njegova svjesnost, zato što je u trenutku smrti jako važno misliti o duhovnim temama.
First he was shy, he didn't really want to answer the question.
Prvo se je zasramio i nije uopće htio ni odgovoriti na pitanje.
And then he admitted to one or two, I heard this hand wash jingle which is in the advertisement of the TV.
Onda na kraju priznao da je čuo reklamu za neko sredstvo za pranje ruku koju je čuo na televiziji.
Something like spüli, 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 wäsch die Hände so schön wie ihr Gesicht. Something like, you know, some foolish song to sell some soap. Yes.
U svakom slučaju radilo nekoj budalastoj reklami koja je pokušavala prodati sapun za ruke.
So that was his experience. He was absorbed in the material energy.
I takvo je bilo njegovo iskustvo. On je bio apsorbiran u materijalnu energiju.
My dear devotee, if you wish to be Krishna conscious, you need to be absorbed in Krishna.
Dragi moji bhakte, Ako želite biti duhovno apsorbirani, morate biti apsorbirani u Krišnu.
By thinking constantly of Krishna and not forgetting him, your consciousness will be colored, so to say, in a deep blue way.
I time što razmišljate o Krišni i ne zaboravljate ga, vaša će svjesnost biti obojana, da tako kažemo, jednom dubokom plavom bojom.
Most of us have the color of spüli in our consciousness, material impressions.
Većina naših misli je obojana materijalnim postojanjem.
There is a science whereby which you look in the eyes of a person and you know what he thinks about.
Postoji znanost pomoću koje možete otkriti što o čemu osoba misli time što je pogledate u oči.
You can find out his consciousness.
Možete otkriti kakva je svjesnost te osobe.
And by finding out the consciousness, you know if he is a materialist or spiritualist or the many things in between.
I razotkrivajući njegovu svjesnost, možete znati je li ta osoba spiritualist ili materialist ili se pak nalazi na nekom od mnogih stupnjeva koje postoje između.
I also want to request all of you, please think about your what you think of.
Također bi sve vas želio zamoliti da malo razmislite o čemu to mislite.
I will what your consciousness is really describes your state of being.
Ono kakva vam je svjesnost doista opisuje stvarno stanje vašeg bića.
We have so often said spiritual life is nothing of about changing the frizura.
Mi često kažemo da duhovni život nema nikakve veze s promjenom frizure.
It is not about changing the dress.
Niti ima veze s promjenom odjeće.
It is change about changing the consciousness.
Radi se o promjeni svjesnosti.
Although I never was a father in this world, I will give now a little tip to our father.
Iako nikad u ovom životu nisam bio otac, sada ću dati jedan mali savjet našem ocu.
We have rented this rooms to have a very concentrated atmosphere. So if you feel your children are not really responding to the subjects and feel dissatisfied, you might like to go and walk a little with them and afterwards when they are satisfied come back and when they are peaceful.
Naime, ovaj smo prostor iznajmili kako bismo dobili tu neku osredotočenu atmosferu, pa ako vaša djeca kojim slučajem ne reagiraju baš dobro na ove teme o kojima pričamo, zamolio bih vas da malo prošećete s njima i kada budu zadovoljni, kada se smire, onda se vratite natrag.
I want to perform a little experiment today.
Danas želim izvesti jedan mali eksperiment.
This is a white cloth.
Ovo je komad bijele tkanine.
With whatever this cloth will associate, it will take a certain color of that substance.
Ova će tkanina poprimiti boju onoga s čim dođe u dodir.
Just like our consciousness.
Baš kao i naša svjesnost.
With whatever we associate our consciousness with during the day, that color or that impression it will take.
S čim god naša svjesnost dođe u dodir tijekom dana, upravo će takvu boju i poprimiti.
This is some liquid representing material thoughts.
Ovdje imamo tekućinu koja predstavlja materijalne misli.
This is your consciousness.
A ovo je vaša svjesnost.
Let us see what will happen.
Da vidimo što će se dogoditi.
It's very pure at this moment.
U ovom trenutku tkanina je vrlo čista.
It's still white.
Još uvijek je bijela.
It is described the consciousness of the living entity originally is transparent, pure, and God will live and reflect himself in it.
Obično se kaže da je izvorna svjesnost živog bića prozirna i čista, da se u njoj odražava Bog.
Let us see what happens when it comes in the material world.
I pogledajmo sad šta se s njom zbiva kada dođe u materijalni svijet.
I hope it works. I have never done this.
Nadam se da će ovo funkcionirati, jer još nikad prije nisam napravio ovako nešto.
It's still very white. It worked.
uspjelo je.
It has absorbed the color of this liquid.
Tkanina je poprimila boju tekućine.
Although this is such a simple experiment that we always laugh, this is so simple, it is so deep at the same time.
Iako je eksperiment vrlo jednostavan, tako da se često njemu i nasmijemo, istovremeno je vrlo dubok.
To most of us this happens every second.
Većini nas ovo se događa svake sekunde.
Our consciousness becomes diverted from God, from Krishna.
Naša svjesnost zastrani od Boga, od Krišne.
And we develop material impressions.
Te razvijemo materijalne utiske.
At that time we are not Krishna conscious any longer.
U tim trenucima više nismo svjesni Krišne.
We are meta-consciousness.
Nego dobijemo svjesnost materije.
Please, spiritual life means, thank you very much, to practice what we could call mental hygiene.
Duhovni život možemo nazvati duhovnom umnom higijenom.
Yes, you have to be a little bit careful what you associate with, what type of thoughts, what type of people.
Morate malo pripaziti s kim dolazite u dodir, s kim se družite, bilo sa mislima ili s ljudima.
Now I'm aware that most of us live and work in this world.
Svjestan sam da većina nas živi i radi u ovome svijetu.
And many of us might ask, but Swamiji, you get your bread from the temple, but we can't choose our association.
I možete reći, da, ali Swamiji, ti svoj kruh dobijaš iz hrama, mi ne možemo birati s kim ćemo se družiti.
We have to associate with all kinds of people.
Mi se moramo družiti sa raznim vrstama ljudi.
In our working atmosphere we hear all kinds of songs.
U tom radnom ozračju čujemo razne vrste pjesama.
We can't guarantee that the woman we come in contact with or the man we come in contact in are even decently dressed.
Ne možemo jamčiti da će muškarac ili žena s kojima dođemo u dodir biti pristojno odjeveni.
We have no choice.
Nemamo izbora.
There is a very hopeful news.
Ali imam jednu vijest koja pobuđuje nadu.
The coloring effect of association only comes when you associate with someone or something with a feeling of attachment or love.
Ovaj učinak bojanja naše svjesnosti doći će do izražaja samo u onom samo onoj prilici kada se mi družimo s nekim osjećajući ljubav.
If you remain in your association neutral, you will not become influenced by the other party.
Ako u svom druženju ostanete neutralni, druga strana neće imati utjecaja na vas.
But the moment you are attached.
Međutim, u onom trenutku kad se vežete.
Yes. Or you are, you really don't want it. You reject this.
Ili kad nešto nimalo ne želite, dakle kad vas nešto odbija.
That moment you become influenced.
U tom trenutku stvar počinje utjecati na vas.
There are examples of saints who live just next to this tea stall. Tea stall in India means where they sing, where they play from morning till evening these cheap Hindi bhajans. Hindi film songs.
Dakle, postoje primjeri svetaca koji su živjeli gotovo cijelog svog života uz mjesta na kome se prodaje čajevi, ali gdje se stalno vrte pjesme iz filmova.
They live right next to the loudspeaker.
Oni bi živjeli odmah do zvučnika.
And they peacefully chant their rounds, totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
I mirno bi mantrali svoje krugove, potpuno apsorbirani u svjesnost Krišne.
I don't know if you know these Hindi film songs, they are really disturbing.
Ne znam koliko poznajete indijsku filmsku glazbu, ali ona doista uznemirava.
They all have the same musical pattern and a different foolish text.
svi imaju taj isti glazbeni uzrak, ali drugačiji budalasti tekst.
For instance, Sanjasi, come home.
Na primjer, tekst ide Sanjasi, vrati se kući.
And you know, when I'm next to these loudspeakers, I go like, oh, what a cultural conflict.
I kad se nađem uz takve neke zvučnike, u meni nastane jedan kulturni konflikt.
And I reject this very much.
I osjećam snažnu odbojnost prema tome.
And then all I have in my head the whole day is this Sanjasi come home song.
I onda mi je cijeloga dana u glavi pjesma Sanjasi vrati se kući.
It is a serious problem if you want to meditate or our Gaura Hariji, he knows there is a very sacred place in Braj called Siam Kutir, which is ideal for chanting.
I to je veliki problem ako želite meditirati. Također naš bhakta, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the
Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari. Yes.
zna za jedno mjesto u Vrađi koje je jako lijepo za meditaciju.
And you know, there are nice antelopes.
I tamo postoje lijepe antilope.
Peacocks.
Paunovi.
It looks, when you have no sound recorder, you know, in your video, it looks like the idyllic place to spend a Kartik Vrata.
I kada to mjesto gledate, odnosno kada snimate videom, pa onda to gledate bez zvuka, izgleda kao idealno mjesto na koje možete vršiti svoj Kartik Vratu.
But as soon as you have the sound, it is a most disturbing place.
Ali čim uključite zvuk, to mjesto postaje jedno u kojem je gotovo najviše uznemirenja.
There's just 80 meters from there is a huge loudspeaker which advertises a certain cream which is good for taking your muscle pains when you do a lot of Govardhan Parikrama.
Jer samo 80 metara dalje nalazi se ogroman zvučnik na kojem se neprestano oglašava krema protiv bolova koje dobijete kad idete u Govardhan Parikram.
And it always repeats itself. Sita pain balm, Sita pain balm, Sita pain balm. And it drives you mad.
I ta se poruka stalno ponavlja. Sita krema protiv bolova, Sita krema protiv bolova, može vas izluditi.
It drives you mad when you are no longer neutral.
Kada izgubite neutralnost, to vas, onda vas stvari počne izluđivati.
When you are neutral, then you don't really notice anything.
Međutim, kad ste neutrali, onda stvari zapravo i ne primjećujete.
But I would like to see one person in this room who is not disturbed by the Sita balm, pain balm. It is really difficult to remain neutral.
Ali želio bih vidjeti jednu osobu u ovoj sobi koja bi ostala neutralna uz tu kremu protiv bolova Sita, to je zbilja uznemirujuća.
It's maybe as difficult as we experience the difficulties to be neutral while we associate with materialistic impressions.
I tako da može jednako uznemiravati, jednako puno uznemiravati koliko i mi sami osjećamo da smo uznemireni u dodiru s nekim materijalnim stvarima.
But I just wanted to say, as the influence from association can only take place if you either are very attracted, yavolim, or you reject this.
Ono što želim reći jest da utjecaj od takvog druženja može doći ili kad ste jako privučeni, kad nešto volite, ili kad vas nešto snažno odbija.
It's so often seen that people, for instance, who really don't like their parents become just like their parents.
Često možete vidjeti da ljudi koji ne vole svoje roditelje obično postanu nalik njima.
Or those who are against war are militant.
Ili oni koji se protive ratu budu jednostavno borbeno nastrojeni.
Or those who think all the day about the most healthy food and how to avoid diseases are quite sick.
Ili možete vidjeti da osobe koje po cijeli dan razmišljaju o zdravoj prehrani često imaju teške bolesti.
Neutral.
Treba biti neutralan.
Then you don't become influenced.
Tada te stvari neće utjecati na vas.
There is a very, very interesting purport in Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's writing, which tells us how we can color our consciousness in a spiritual way.
U jednom smislu koji je napisao Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, govori se o tome kako možemo na pravi način obojati svoju svjesnost.
When some of us first heard about this purport, they were really amazed and were taking note of the depth of the spiritual instruction which it contains.
Kad su neki od nas po prvi put čuli ovaj komentar, bili su kao gromom pogođeni od dubine tih duhovnih uputa.
It describes that if you want to make your consciousness spiritual, you should learn to associate with spiritual sense objects.
On govori o tome kako je bitno da se družimo sa duhovnim predmetima osjetila ukoliko želimo razviti duhovnu svjesnost.
Spiritual sense objects are, for instance, spiritual music which you hear.
Duhovni predmeti osjetila su, na primjer, duhovna glazba koju slušate.
Or the beautiful form of the deity.
Ili prelijep oblik božanstva.
Or spiritual discussions with devotees.
Ili duhovne rasprave s baktama.
At that time you allow spiritual impressions to enter through the pathways of your senses into your consciousness.
Tada dopuštate tim duhovnim utjecajima da kroz putove vaših osjetila dopru do vaše svjesnosti.
And those spiritual sense objects begin to transform you.
I ti vas duhovni predmeti osjetila počinju preobražavati.
It's very simple. This cloth has allowed the color to go into it, and therefore it is now deep blue.
Ta vrlo jednostavno, kao što je ova tkanina dopustila boji da prodre u nju i sad je postala tamno plava.
This art is, I feel, not known amongst many practitioners of Krishna consciousness.
Smatram da ovu umjetnost ne poznaje puno praktikanata svjesnosti Krišne.
Most of us have too much material sense objects entering their consciousness.
Većini nas previše materijalnih predmeta osjetila dolazi do svjesnosti.
Even if we try to do something spiritual, our mind is usually half a light year away from home.
Čak i ako pokušavamo raditi nešto duhovno, naš um je vrlo u svjetlosnim godinama udaljen od kuće.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says about those devotees who do not do spiritual activities, he says like this.
Evo što Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur kaže o baktama koji se ne bave duhovnim djelatnostima.
Those who eat only a little food will derive only a little satisfaction.
Oni koji jedu samo malo hrane dobit će malo zadovoljstva.
If you eat only a little food, only a little nourishment and only a slight relief from hunger can be experienced.
Ako uzimate samo malo hrane, onda se možete i samo malo zasititi i osjetiti samo malu nahranjenost.
Similarly, those who perform only a little hearing and chanting about Krishna will attain only a little bhakti.
Slično tome, oni koji samo malo slušaju i pjevaju o Krišni, imat će iskustvo vrlo male količine bhakti.
Those who only do a little spiritual activities will only get a little realization of the Lord.
Oni koji se bave samo malom količinom duhovnih djelatnosti imat će samo malo ljubavi prema Bogu.
And only a little detachment.
I samo malo odvojenosti, nevezanosti.
Their body remains material and their mind as well.
Njihovo tijelo kao i um ostaju materijalni.
My dear devotees, if you learn to associate with spiritual things and let them enter and color your consciousness, you will actually live in a spiritual body while in this material world.
Dragi moji bhakte, ako dopustite duhovnim stvarima da kroz vaša osjetila prodru do vaše svjesnosti, onda ćete živjeti u duhovnom svijetu, čak i ako ostajete u ovome.
When I came in, I talked with a few devotees about their experience of devotees.
Kad sam došao ovdje, razgovarao sam nekolicinom bhakta o njihovom iskustvu koje imaju s bhaktama.
They said devotees look so different and have such an effulgence, it seems, some lightness of atmosphere.
Oni su rekli da bakte izgledaju vrlo drugačije i sjaje, njihova cijela pojava zrači.
And I had also experienced this this phenomena.
I sam sam zamijetio taj fenomen.
But not with all devotees.
Ali ne ne u sve bakte.
Those devotees who associate with Krishna in their mind, they reflect Krishna.
Oni bakte koji se u umu druže sa Krishnom, također Krishnu reflektiraju.
They become deep blue in their consciousness.
Njihova svjesnost postaje tamno plava.
And those who associate with so much matter, they have a dark atmosphere.
A oni koji se previše druže s materijom imaju oko sebe jedno tamno ozračje.
I would like to give you now a little example from Chaitanya Lila about the dog who transformed in the association of Lord Chaitanya.
Sad bih vam želio ispričati Lilu gospodina Chaitanya, odnosno psa koji je pročistio svoju svjesnost družeći se s gospodinom Chaitanyom.
When I read it, I thought, I have some hope if a little puppy dog has a hope.
I on rekao, onda sam ja pomislio, dakle ima nade i za mene, ako ima nade i za to štene.
This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day walked by a place where there are four baby dogs.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jednog je dana prolazio kraj mjesta na kojem su bila četiri šteneta.
And he took one of those and said, "Toy moi."
Uzeo je jednoga od njih i rekao, on je moj.
Immediately one of his friends, who were very young, said, "No, you always want the best dog." The best dog.
I jedan od njegovih prijatelja koji još bio jako mlad rekao je, ti uvijek želiš najbolje, sad želiš i najboljeg psa.
And this boy who felt a little envious went to the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him, Your son will come home with a dog. Do you like this as a clean brahmani?
I budući da je taj dječak bio malo zavidan, otišao je do majke gospodina Chaitanya i rekao je, tvoj sin sad dolazi za štenetom. Kako ti se to sviđa kao jednoj čistoj brahmani?
In India it's impossible for brahmanas to imagine to have a dog with no hygienic principles and no toothbrushing habits in their house.
U Indiji je nezamislivo da bi brahmane u svojoj kući imali psa koji nema nikakve higijenske navike niti pere zube.
Mother Sachi was totally disturbed and when finally her son came with the little dog, he said, "Please give it to some other people. This is not the right home for a dog. It is please."
I kad se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio na kraju sa svojim štenetom, on je rekla, joj, molim te, odnesi ga nekim drugim ljudima. Molim te, ovo jednostavno nije kuća za njega.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very independently minded, although he loved his mother dearly and just ignored the request of the mother and played with the little puppy, chasing and running and hiding and I don't know all the games which are possible.
Međutim, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je bio vrlo nezavistan, iako je jako volio svoju majku, tako da je zanemario ono što mu je rekla i nastavio se igrati sa svojim štenetom, trčići za njim, igrajući se skrivača i druge igre koje ne znam im nabrojati.
The dog became deeply attached to the golden avatar, the golden incarnation in his when he was a little boy.
I štene je razvilo duboku vezanost prema zlatnom avatari u njegovom obliku dječaka.
One day this was just too much for Mother Sachi.
Za majku Sachi, to je jednog dana prevršilo svaku mjeru.
She said to Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Take your bath in the Ganga and play a little with your friends."
Jednog tako dana rekla gospodinu Gorangi, "Pođi sada na Gangu, okupaj se, igraj se malo sa svojim prijateljima."
And worship Mother Ganga.
Obožavaj majku Gangu.
No need to come early home.
I nema potrebe da se rano vraćaš kući.
So while her son was out at the Ganga, she went to the puppy who was tied to a tree, cut the tie and said, Adamo, and chased him away.
I dok je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tako boravio na Gangi, majka Sači je došla do psa koji je uzicom bio vezan za jedno stablo presjekla ju je i rekla, hajdemo, hajdemo.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed by one of his friends who had seen this, that his beloved dog was chased away by his mother.
Jedan prijatelj koji je sve to vidio, obavijestio je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu da je njegova majka otjerala njegovog psa.
And like a storm he came out of the Ganga and confronted his mother, where is my dog?
Poput oluje je izjurio iz Gange i napao svoju majku, gdje je moj pas?
Oh, your dog is a freedom lover. He went.
Oh, tvoj pas je ljubitelj slobode, pa je otišao.
What happened to the dog?
Što se zbilo s psom?
He was walking through the town of Navadvip.
On je hodao kroz grad Navadvip.
By having the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had come to spread the holy name around, his consciousness had changed.
Ali njegova svjesnost se promijenila zahvaljujući tome što se družio sa gospodinom Chaitanyam, koji je došao kako bi proširio sveto ime.
It said when he was walking through the streets and he chanted Radha Krishna Govinda very loud.
I rečeno je da je hodajući, da idući kroz te ulice, vrlo glasno uzvikivao Gadadhar, Krishna, Govinda.
Everyone in Navadvip simply came in masses to see the transformation of the dog who now chanted with signs of ecstasies in his bark.
I sada su se svi iz Navadvipa okupili kako bi vidjeli tog psa koji se preobrazio i koji je u svom lavežu iskazivao sve znakove zanosa.
After a few days, the enlightened dog decided that the world is not his place any longer.
Nakon nekoliko dana prosvjetljeni pas došao do zaključka da ovaj svijet više nije mjesto za njega.
And he developed the desire to go back to his eternal spiritual home.
I razvio je želju da se vrati natrag u svoj vječni duhovni dom.
At that time the people of Navadvip saw how a Viman, that is a celestial airplane, came, touched the ground of Navadvip, and some divine beings went to the dog and waved him into that airplane.
I ljudi iz Navadvipe u tom su trenutku gledali kako se spušta Vimana, to je nebeska letjelica, iz koje su izašli blistavi ljudi, te su pozvali psa da dođe k njima.
Only for the greatest souls of us will these divine airplanes come or vimanas and bring us from this body to the eternal kingdom of God. But the dog seemed to be one of these special souls.
Samo za rijetke posebne duše od nas će se s neba spustiti te letjelice kako bi nas povela natrag Bogu. A taj pas je očigledno bio jedna takva posebna duša.
The whole town was chanting in ecstasy. Here a dog went home back to Godhead.
Cijeli je grad pjevao u zanosu. Ovdje jedan pas otišao natrag kući, Bogu.
There were siddhas, the perfected beings, appearing in the sky, blowing with conch shells and playing instruments, celebrating the wonder that the dog had now reached that level where he could go into his spiritual home, beyond samsara.
Side savršena bića pojavila su se na nebu, pušući školjke i svirajući svoja glazbala i slaveći tu činjenicu da je jedan pas dostigao toliki stupanj savršenstva da se sada može vratiti kući natrag u duhovno carstvo.
There is a very nice song from this time which was composed there, which describes this transformative power of the association of Lord Chaitanya.
I iz tog vremena datira jedna pjesma koja opisuje koliko društvo gospodina Chaitanya može preobraziti osobu.
Kukura udhara kori goloke pataya, divya deha hena kabuke ho nahi paya. You, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, delivered a dog, gave him a spiritual body and took him to Goloka. Why will you not do the same for us?
Ti si, gospodine Chaitanya, oslobodio psa, dao si mu duhovno tijelo i poveo ga na Goloku. Zašto isto ne bi napravio s nama?
My dear audience, it is possible that the same thing happens to you if you are embraced by Lord Chaitanya, like the dog who was embraced.
Draga moja publiko, moguće da se samo dogodi ista stvar ako i vas zagrli gospodin Chaitanya, onako kao što je zagrlio psa.
And it is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to embrace all the conditioned souls in his loving arms, to give them that mercy which brings them to Krishna.
A želja gospodina Chaitanya jest da zagrli sve uvjetovane duše, te da im pruži ljubav zahvaljujući kojoj se mogu vratiti natrag Krišni.
I have said in one other lecture that the most important principle in this age for spiritual advancement is really mercy, not our qualification, because we don't have much.
Već sam govorio na jednom ranijem predavanju kako je glavna kvalifikacija za naše uzdizanje to da dobijemo milost, jer to je sve što možemo.
Our qualification in this age is our disqualification.
Drugi kvalifikacija nemamo, svaka kvalifikacija koju imamo u ovom je dobu diskvalifikacija.
I would like to give you an example to show you how important mercy is in the spiritual dimension.
Želio bih vam navesti jedan citat koji će pokazati koliko je u duhovnoj dimenziji ta milost bitna.
And we mean divine milost.
Pri tome mislimo na božansku milost.
Božanstvo, yes. See, if I only have good eyes, is this a guarantee that I will read all texts?
Ako mi je vid dobar, je li to garancija da ću moći pročitati svaki tekst?
No, I need light to read.
Ne, za čitanje mi je potrebno svjetlo.
In the same way, I may have good understandings in my spiritual life.
Na isti način, možda imam dobro razumijevanje u svom duhovnom životu.
But only if I have mercy, divine or bojanstva milost, then I will be able to make something out of Krishna consciousness.
Međutim, moći ću nešto dobiti i imati svjesnost Krišne jedino ako dobijem božansku milost.
A good spiritualist is a mercy hunter.
Dobar spiritualist je lovac na milost.
He will know where this kripa shakti or the mercy energy of God is residing.
On će znati gdje to prebiva kripa shakti, odnosno gospodinova moć milosti.
Please look at these beautiful flowers which were given to me, although I'm certainly not worth of this nice decoration.
Molim vas, pogledajte samo ovo lijepo cvijeće koje su mi dali, iako ja nisam dostojan tako lijepih ukrasa.
You know, these flowers were at one stage a pupolnak, a little pupolnak, yes.
But,
yes.
Nekad je ovo, su svi ovi cvjetovi bili pupoljci.
Pupoljci, yes. But then when the power of spring touched these pupulsi, they developed into these beautiful flowers, especially look at this rose with the golden string around it.
Ali kada su pupulsi bili dotaknuti proljećem, onda su se rastvali i u prekrasno cvijeće, naročito je lijepa ova ruža sa zlatnom žicom.
Each one of us is one of these pupulniks.
Svako je od nas jedan takav pupoljak.
We need the kripa or mercy shakti to bring us to blossom fully.
I potrebna nam je milost, ta kripa shakti, kako bismo se mogli u potpunosti rascvjetati.
And this mercy energy of the Lord is carried by the devotees of the Lord.
Tu energiju milosti, gospodinova milosti, nose gospodinovi bhakte.
Yes, this mercy energy resides in sacred literature.
Ta se energija milosti nalazi u svetim spisima.
This mercy energy resides in the holy name.
Ta se energija milosti nalazi u svetome imenu.
But we must learn to associate with the devotees properly.
Ali mi moramo naučiti kako se pravilno družiti s bhaktama.
To associate with affection with them.
Kako se s ljubavlju družiti s njima.
We must learn to associate with the spiritual scriptures with affection.
Također se sa ljubavlju, privrženošću trebamo družiti sa svetim spisima.
Wow, he's a holy book. I can get new information.
ovo je sveta knjiga i mogu dobiti nove informacije iz nje.
And we must learn to associate with the holy name, with affection, with love.
I moramo se naučiti družiti sa svetim imenom sa ljubavlju i privrženošću.
And an automatic practice or a practice out of it's my duty, I made a promise at my initiation when I was young and naive, you know, this will not help us.
Druženje iz nekakve obaveze ili ako mislimo sad moram mandrati zato što sam obećao tako nešto kad na svojoj inicijaciji dok sam još bio mlad i naivan, neće nam pomoći.
This was one point, now I will come to my last point.
Ovo bila jedna od poanti, a sada bih želio doći do posljednje.
I really feel, my dear audience, that with just this last Gaur Purnim, something wonderful happened in the atmosphere of the world.
Draga moja publiko, želim vam reći kako smatram da se za prošli Gaur Purnim nešto predivno dogodilo sa ozračjem ovoga svijeta.
At that time, a part of an ancient prediction was starting to manifest.
U to je vrijeme započeto očitovanje jednog drevnog proročanstva.
At that time, these huge and wonderful forms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were installed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home place, Shida Mayapur.
U to su se vrijeme ustoličila prekrasna ogromna božanstva gospodina Čajtanje i njegovih pratioca u Šrida Majapuru, rodnom mjestu gospodina Čajtanje.
And the perceptive people could feel also from other esoteric traditions how a new energy was pumped into the atmosphere of the world.
Čak su i duhovnjaci iz drugih nekih ezoteričnih praksi mogli osjetiti kako svijet dobiva jednu novu dimenziju svoje energije.
I'm personally extremely convinced that if we can learn to associate with this energy, it will be very good.
Osobno sam uvjeren da će imati jako puno blagodati ako se naučimo družiti s tom energijom.
As some of you know, I'm due to own personal need, I have studied a little bit this the process of healing, physical healing.
Kao što neki od vas znaju, zbog osobnih sam potreba malo proučavao tu umjetnost liječenja.
And there are simple methods which you can learn how to contact this energy which is around everyone and which will never ever come in the modern medicine of modern man.
I postoje vrlo jednostavni postupci zahvaljujući kojima možete doći u dodir sa energijom koja postoji oko svake osobe, ako je moderna medicina modernih ljudi nikad neće dotaknuti.
The energy of God holds everything in place and there are some simple techniques which any perceptive person can learn to come in contact with this healing energy.
Božja energija sve podržava i osobe koje su malo bolje razvile svoju percepciju mogu doći u dodir s njom kako bi radi izlječenja.
For instance, those who know Tai Chi, they know a certain set of exercises which begins to move the body.
Na primjer, osobe koje znaju Tai Chi poznaju određeni slijed pokreta zahvaljujući kojima stavljaju tijelo u pokret.
Or those who know the Vishnu Mudra, they know how to do these prana exercises and immediately you can feel this energy which is all around you working and being experienced by you.
Ili oni koji poznaju Vishnu Mudru također mogu raditi različite vježbe iz prane i na taj način doći u dodir sa tom energijom koja se nalazi posvuda.
But those who are not interested in this continue to take allopathic medicine and get sick and sicker. Haribo.
Ali oni koji to ne zanima i dalje se liječe alopatskim načinima i postaju sve bolesniji i bolesniji.
So there is a divine energy which is even more subtle than this healing energy, the Kripa Shakti, which is very, very much present in the atmosphere of the world nowadays.
Međutim, osim tih energija za izlječenje, Postoji također i druga energija, a to je ta Kripa Shakti ili energija milosti koja je vrlo, vrlo prisutna u svijetu u ovo vrijeme.
And this divine energy emanates from the mercy incarnation of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with whom we should all make our association.
I ta energija emanira, odnosno dopire od inkarnacije milosti, a to je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, s kojim bismo se svi trebali družiti.
Please do not think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago and he is not present now.
Molim vas, nemojte misliti da se gospodin Chaitanya pojavio prije 500 godina, a da sada nije prisutan.
An eternal personality never appears and disappears in the sense which we appear and disappear.
Vječna se osoba nikad ne pojavljuje i ne nestaje na načine na koje to mi činimo.
A spiritual personality is always there and can always be contacted.
Duhovna osoba uvijek postoji ovdje i uvijek se može doći u dodir s njom.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved his mercifulness once when he, many times, but I want to narrate one time when he was in Mayapur.
Gospodin Chaitanya je iskazao svoju milostivost mnogo puta, a ja bih vam sada želio ispričati o jednoj takvoj prilici u Mayapuru.
At that time he had a little school, not little, there were many, many people who came to his school. He played the pastime of being the greatest scholar. He was only 13, 14 years old.
U to je vrijeme imao školu u kojoj su pohađali mnogi, mnogi ljudi i to je upravo bilo u vrijeme kada je imao jedno 13 ili 14 godina te je uživao u svojoj zabavi najvećeg učenjaka.
But an incarnation of God is of course not dependent on age considerations.
Međutim, naravno da Božja inkarnacija ne ovisi o tome koliko ima godina.
So, during this time there lived one scholar called Keshava Kashmiri.
U to je vrijeme živio jedan učenjak imenom Keshava Kashmiri.
He was the most famous scholar.
On je bio najslavniji učenjak.
And he went around to the different seats of learning, engaging in verbal arguments with the other scholars to defeat them.
I išao je u razna središta obrazovanja kako bi tamo ušao u raspravu s drugim učenjacima i pobijedio ih.
Every scholar who met with him in intellectual contest and was defeated had to sign his name under a so-called Vijay Patra, list of defeat.
Svaki učenjak kojega bi na taj način pobijedio morao je upisati svoje ime na takozvanu Vijay Patru, odnosno popis pobjeda, poraza.
Yes, and at that time these these discussions where they would not fight with fists but with intellect were much more interesting than Muhammad Ali's fights.
U to vrijeme nije dolazilo do fizičkih obračuna šakama, nego su učenjaci raspravljali intelektualno, što je sigurno puno zanimljivije od borbi koje možemo vidjeti kod Muhammad Alija.
Every morning this Keshava Kashmiri worshipped the goddess of learnings, Mother Saraswati, who would appear on his tongue at the moment where he would open his mouth. In other words, he was not speaking. The goddess of learning was speaking through him.
Keshava Kashmiri bi svakog jutra obožavao božicu Saraswati, koja bi se onda pojavila na njegovom jeziku prije nego što bi on otvorio usta. Drugim riječima, to ne bi govorio on, nego bi Božica Saraswati govorila kroz njega.
After he had defeated practically all the scholars of the ancient Asian world, he decided to go to Navadvip, the seat of learning, the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared.
I nakon što je pobjedio učenjake iz gotovo cijele drevne Azije, odlučio je otići u Navadvip, u samo središte tadašnjeg učenjaštva.
It's almost like when a normal person eats the best thing he keeps at the end.
To je kao kad neka obična osoba jede, pa onda najbolji zalogaj ostavi za kraj.
He came with a large procession of elephants.
On je u Navadvip došao u ogromnoj procesiji sa slonovima.
Drums.
Bubnjevima.
Herods, Keshava Kashmiri ki jay.
I objavljivačima koji su uzvikivali njegovo ime.
They were dancers.
To su bili plesači.
And finally he was in a pelican very arrogantly coming into the town.
A na samom kraju bi u ogromnoj nosiljci on dolazio osobno arogantno ulazeći u grad.
The pandits or scholars were terrified.
Panditi, ti učenjaci, bili su prestravljeni.
The ultimate disaster had come.
Došla je najveća moguća propast.
Keshava Kashmiri would challenge and then defeat Navadvip and its prestige of learning.
To je dolazio Keshava Kashmiri koji će poraziti Navadvip i njegovo prvenstvo u obrazovanju.
Who could ever take up a challenge of a person on whose tongue Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, manifested?
Ko bi ikad mogao prihvatiti izazov od osobe na čijem je jeziku bila boravila majka Sarasvati, božica učenja?
The scholars had all good excuses.
Svi su učenjaci našli neku ispriku.
Finally, Nimai Pandit was informed.
I o tome na posjetku bio obaviješten Nimai Pandit.
And he said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead never tolerates when an individual soul gets pride.
I on je rekao, Svevišnja božanska osoba nikad ne tolerira ponos kod pojedine duše.
Look at the king of Haihaya, how he was defeated.
Pogledajte samo kako je kralj Haihaya doživio poraz.
I don't know if you know the king of Haihaya.
Ne znam jeste li čuli za kralja Haihaya.
For those who love stories like Madhva Muni, I will tell his story.
I za one od vas koji poput Madhva Munija vole priče, sad ću ispričati.
He had tremendous strength.
On je imao ogromnu snagu.
And he would he went with 100 lusty women with full breasts into a river to enjoy sexualne živote.
I jednog je dana sa 100 žena bujnih grudi otišao u rijeku kako bi uživao u seksualnom životu.
In order to have a nice lake for sensual activities, he built a dam so that the river made a lake.
I kako bi si pripremio lijepo jezero za svoje uživanje, izgradio je branu koja je rijeku pretvorila u jezero.
The river, you know, water went back and finally flooded a camp of another arrogant king called Ravana.
Međutim, kako je rijeci bio zaustavljen tok, ona se počela vraćati unatrag i naposljetku je poplavila kamp, odnosno prebivalište jednog drugog arogantnog kralja, Ravane.
When Ravana came to the king of Haihaya and saw how he was enjoying the sensual life in this river with these beautiful women, he became arrogant and said, get out, I want to fight with you.
I kad je Ravana vidio kako kralj Haihaya uživa u rijeci u društvu svih tih prelijepih žena, postao vrlo zavidan na njega i rekao mu je, izlazi van iz rijeke, želim se boriti s tobom.
Haihaya, drunken with lust, went out and just captured this powerful Ravana and kept him in a cage like a monkey at the entrance of his town.
Opijen požudom, kralj Haihaya je izjurio iz vode, zgrabio Ravanu za vrat i pobjedio ga, te ga je od tada držao u kavezu na ulazu u svoj grad.
Haihaya was so powerful and so arrogant.
Haihaya je bio toliko moćan i arogantan.
Finally he dared to challenge Jamadagni, the saint.
I naposljetku se usudio uputiti izazov Jamadagniju, svecu.
And then Krishna in one day took everything away from him.
I tada mu je Krishna u jednom danu oduzeo sve što je imao.
Because the Lord will never tolerate if someone blows up with pride.
Zato što Gospodin nikad neće tolerirati kad se netko napuhne od ponosa.
So Nimai Pandit said he is a little proud. He will not stay for long in his position as Keshava Kashmiri.
I Nimai Pandit je rekao, on je ponešto ponosan i taj Kešava Kašmiri nikad neće ostati na tom položaju.
One evening it happened that the Kešava Kašmiri got his lesson.
I jedne se večeri tako je zbilo da je Kešava Kašmiri dobio lekciju.
Nimai Pandi, the Lord sat at the bank of the Ganga, his black hair was like a swarm of bumblebees.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sjedio je uz obalu rijeke Gange, a njegova prelijepa crna kosa nalikovala roju bumbara.
He had beautiful eyes like lotus eyes which extended to his ears.
Imao je prelijepe oči nalik lotosovim laticama koje su mu sezale do ušiju.
His thin was very very small, his thigh was very small like a lion's.
Bedra su mu bila vrlo uska poput lavljih.
And he had the shoulders of an elephant.
A imao je ramena slona.
His nose looked as beautiful as the sesame flower.
Njegov je nos bio prekrasan poput sezamova cvijeta.
And waves of ecstasy were emanating from his beautiful body.
A iz njegova prelijepog tijela emanirali su valovi zanosa.
At that time the Lord thought, how will we defeat Nimai Kesava Kashmiri?
Gospodin je baš u tom trenutku razmišljao kako bi mogao pobijediti Kešavu Kašmirija.
I won't do it in public because then he will die.
To ne mogu učiniti javno jer bi u tom slučaju umro.
I want to benefit him.
Želim da ima dobrobiti od toga.
So just at this moment Kesava Kashmiri came on an evening stroll to the Ganga.
I baš u tom času naišao Kesava Kashmiri u svojoj večernjoj šetnji uz Gangu.
He wanted a little fresh air because tomorrow he expected the town to send their scholars for the debate.
On je poželio udahnuti nešto svježeg zraka jer je očekivao da će mu grad sutra poslati svoje učenjake.
All of a sudden he saw this divine being like the moon surrounded with his stars. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pupils sitting at the Ganga.
No odjednom je ugledao predivnu osobu s koje se širio takav sjaj da je izgledao poput mjeseca okruženog zvijezdama. Bio je to Nimai Pandit okružen svojim učenicima.
Who is that? Asked Kesava Kashmiri, some farmer.
Tko je to? Upitao je Kesava Kashmiri nekog farmera.
Oh, said the farmer, he is Nimai Pandit.
Oh, rekao je farmer, pa to je Nimai Pandit.
Ah, said Kesava Kashmiri, I've heard about him.
Ah, rekao je sad Kesava Kashmiri, čuo sam ja za njega.
He paid his obeisances and then he went near to Nimai Pandit to hear his explanations.
Odao je mu je poštovanje, a potom prišao bliže Nimai Panditu kako bi čuo njegovo objašnjenje.
Listen very carefully now.
Sad slušajte jako pažljivo.
Nimai Pandit said, oh, you must be Kesava Kashmiri, come.
Nimai Pandit je rekao, ti mora da si Kesava Kashmiri, priđi.
I'm only an ordinary teacher of grammar. I cannot measure up to you. Can you just do me a favor and compose some verses about the Mother Ganga?
On je rekao, ja sam samo običan učitelj gramatike i ni po čemu ti nisam ravan. Možeš li, molim te, ti iskazati svoje umijeće i skladati nekoliko stihova u slavu majke Gange?
Kesava Kashmiri stood up.
Kesava Kashmiri ustao.
And chanted 100 instantaneously composed verses which had the melody of the flowing Ganga waves in glorification of Mother Ganga.
Kesava Kashmiri je na to ustao i u tom trenutku je izgovorio 100 stihova koji su bili napravljeni na licu mjesta, a čiji je ritam nalikovao tijeku majke Gange i kojima ju je slavio.
After he was finished, he expected some applause.
Nakon što je s tim završio, očekivao je aplauz.
Nimai said, this was quite interesting. Could you now please talk about the strengths of your composition and then also of the mistakes which you have made?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mu je na to rekao, ovo je bilo prilično zanimljivo, možeš li sada govoriti o jakim stranama svoje kompozicije, a potom reći nešto i o njezinim pogreškama?
Mistakes? There are no mistakes when I speak.
Pogreškama? Pa nema nikakvih pogrešaka kad ja govorim.
Sister Mahaprabhu said, could you please repeat the 64th verse?
Čitanje Mahaprabhu ga je zamolio da ponovi 64. stih.
There and the Keshava went 64th. Then Mahaprabhu said, I will repeat it for you.
Keshava Kashmiri malo zastao, 64. A Čitanje Mahaprabhu mu je na to rekao, evo, ja ću ga ponoviti za tebe.
There are five strong points in your composition.
Tvoj sastav ima pet jakih strana.
And five terrible mistakes from which an ocean of mistakes emanate.
A ima također i pet velikih pogrešaka iz kojih proizlazi cijeli ocean pogrešaka.
Keshava Kashmiri said, what were the mistakes, please?
In Keshava Kashmiri na to rekao, molim te, a koje su to bile pogreške?
And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had explained, he looked like the greatest fool in the universe.
I nakon što mu je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to objasnio, nalikovao je najveće budale u svemiru.
The students laughed.
Studenti su se počeli smijati.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, don't laugh.
Ali Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mi rekao, nemojte se smijati.
He wanted to protect the Anna of Keshava.
Želio je zaštititi Keshavinu čast.
Keshava was totally, you know, he had conquered the whole world and now he had suffered a defeat from the hand of a 14-year-old boy.
Keshava Kashmiri nije znao što bi. On je pobjedio cijeli svijet, a sada doživio poraz od jednog 14-godišnjeg dječaka.
He went home.
Otišao je kući.
He cried.
Plakao je.
He said, Mother Sarasvati, why did you leave me?
I rekao, Majko Sarasvati, zašto si me ostavila?
I must have created an offense.
Mora da sam napravio neku uvredu.
You made me the highest scholar and then turned me into the greatest of fools.
Ti si me pretvorila u najvećeg učenjaka, a potom si od mene napravila najvećeg budalu.
Bewildered, he finally went to sleep.
I naposljetku otišao spavati.
And towards the morning hours, he had what is called a spurti, a divine revelation of Mother Sarasvati.
I negdje u jutarnjim satima doživio je božansko otkrovenje majke Sarasvati.
Keshava, o Keshava, please listen.
Keshava, o Keshava, poslušaj.
What I tell you now should actually not be revealed, and if you would tell it to anyone, your life would go.
Ono što ću ti sad otkriti, ne bi zapravo nitko trebao znati. I ako ikome to kažeš, doći će kraj tvom životu.
He who was Matsya, he who was Varaha, he who is Vamana, he who is Ramachandra, he who is Krishna, has now appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Onaj koji je bio Matsya, onaj koji je bio Varaha, onaj koji je bio Vamana, onaj koji se pojavio kao Ramachandra i koji je bio Krishna, sada je došao pred tebe.
The Almighty God, whom the Vedas can only partially describe, has come in his form as Mahaprabhu to spread love of God.
Svemoćni gospodin, kojeg vede mogu samo djelomično pisati, sada se spustio kako bi dijelio ljubav prema Bogu.
You have attained the perfection.
Ti si dostigao savršenstvo.
The perfection of life is not to become the biggest scholar of the world.
Savršenstvo života nije postati najveći učenjak na svijetu.
The perfection of life is to have the darshan of the supreme personality of Godhead.
Nego je savršenstvo života imati darshan sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom.
Wake up, get up and pray your obeisances to him who is my husband.
Probudi se, ustani i pođi uputiti, odati svoje poštovanje onome koji je moj muž.
So very early in the morning, Keshava Kashmiri went up and he went to Nimai Pandit or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was just performing his puja.
Keshava Kashmiri je rano ustao, te je otišao do gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, koji je upravo obavljao puđu.
And the Lord manifested his divine opulences to him. That means Keshava Kashmiri was able to see his divine identity.
I gospodin mu je razotkrio svoja obilja. Drugim riječima, Keshava Kashmiri je mogao vidjeti njegov pravi identitet.
And he said, Keshava Kashmiri.
I rekao mu je, Keshava Kashmiri.
Your time has come now.
Sad je došlo tvoje vrijeme.
I will give you three instructions by which you should live your life now.
Sad ću ti dati tri upute po kojima se trebaš ravnati u životu.
I think if you will follow these three instructions, my dear devotees from Zagreb, your life will become sublime, as Keshava Kashmiri's life became sublime.
I dragi moji bakte iz Zagreba, ako se vi pridržavate tih tri uputa, vaš će život postati uzvišen, upravo kao što je postao uzvišen život Keshave Kashmirija.
Worship Krishna free from pride.
Obožavajte Krišnu, oslobođeni ponosa.
Be merciful and compassionate to others.
Budite milostivi i samilosni prema drugima.
And renounce those things which do not which are not favorable for your attachment to Krishna.
I odrecite se stvari koje ne pogoduju vašoj vezanosti za Krišnu.
That same morning Keshava Kashmiri was enlightened.
Keshava Kashmiri je istog jutra doživio prosvjetljenje.
He left Navadvip without his elephant fence and marching band.
Otišao je iz Navadvipa bez svojih slonova ili imenog orkestra.
And also without his blind followers.
I bez svojih slijepih sljedbenika.
He became a renunciant.
Ušao je u odvojeni red života.
And was a transformed soul.
Te je postao preobražena duša.
Let me summarize.
A sada napravim sažetak.
I'm doing this because if you forget everything from this lecture, you will not forget this part.
Ovo sad radim zato što ako zaboravite sve ostalo s ovog predavanja, ovaj dio nećete zaboraviti.
And if you remember this, you remember everything.
A ako se budete sjetili ovoga, onda ćete se sjetiti i svega.
Our consciousness is influenced by what we associate with, just like this cloth.
Poput ove tkanine, na našu svjesnost utječe ono s čim ona dolazi u dodir.
This is a simple truth of spiritual life.
To je jednostavna istina duhovnog života.
And I want to encourage you to associate your consciousness with Krishna as much as possible throughout the day and the night.
I želio bih vas ohrabriti da se vaša svjesnost druži s Krišnom, što god je to više moguće tijekom dana kao i noći.
I want to really encourage you to make a plan how you can absorb the spiritual realities through your information gathering senses.
Također bih vas želio ohrabriti da prikupite što je više moguće duhovnih informacija kroz svoja osjetila za prikupljanje podataka.
Please become a little bit more hungry.
Molim vas, postanite malo više gladni.
The soul is very hungry.
Duša je jako gladna.
But out of our material covering we think this hunger can be satisfied with material things. It can't.
Ali zbog naše materialističke svjesnosti mi mislimo da se ta glad može zadovoljiti materijalnim stvarima. To međutim nije istina.
And I especially wanted to draw your attention to the merciful incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I naročito sam vam želio svratiti pažnju na milostivu inkarnaciju gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Who helped the dog and the greatest scholar.
Koji je pomogao psu i najvećem učenjaku.
With his kripa shakti to really see.
Svojom kripa shakti omogućuje im je da doista vide.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would certainly be very happy to see all of us chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and I would like to invite you at the end to sing a little bit with us.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sigurno bi rado vidio sve nas kako pjevamo Hare Krishna Maha mantru i zato bih vas želio pozvati da nam se sad na kraju pridružite u pjevanju.
I also want to invite all of you to make already plans for our summer camp.
Također bih vas sve želio pozvati da već počnete planirati ovogodišnji ljetni kamp.
These letni kampas are always very nice opportunities to gather a lot of spiritual impressions.
ljetni kampovi uvijek su dobra mjesta na koja možete prikupiti puno duhovnih impresija.
And I would certainly be most happy to see and honored to see all of you, maybe for the whole camp or for parts of the camp or one day if you have to work.
I bio bih jako sretan i počašćen da vas sve vidim bilo tijekom cijelog kampa ili jednog njegovog dijela, ili ako ne možete, čak i na samo jedan dan.
We might even have a theater play.
Možda ćemo čak imati postavljenu i dramsku predstavu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Puno vam hvala, Hare Krishna.
I will go tomorrow to Split for the opening of a new temple in Croatia.
Sutra odlazim u Split na otvaranje novog hrama u Hrvatskoj.
And I don't know if you know, there is actually a very vegetarian restaurant also in Split.
Ne znam jeste li upoznati s tim da u Splitu već postoji vegetarijanski restoran.
And also in Zagreb there is now soon a restaurant based on loving cooperation between the members.
U Zagrebu će također uskoro biti otvoren restoran koji će se temeljiti na međusobnoj ljubavi ovdašnjih pripadnika.
What's going on?
Stvari se događaju.
And soon, maybe soon, our temple will open. The Goni Thai will receive all of us.
A možda će se uskoro otvoriti naš novi hram gdje će nas Gornji taj sve dočekati na novom oltaru.